Good morning. How are you all? You're all right? You're fine. Thank you three for coming down there. You're what? You're hungry. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm tired, so there you go. Okay, so how many letters are there in... That's the one, the alphabet.
26.
How many Sundays are there in Pentecost?
26.
Too many.
One.
Depends on the year, but there's, you know, 25 to 27. It all depends. So I thought, even though we're a couple Sundays into Pentecost... This is what I want to do for children's sermon.
Why do you have that iPad?
What is the first letter of the alphabet?
A.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
A.
It is A?
Well, depending on which alphabet you're talking about. Are you talking about Greek, Latin, Japanese, English, English?
What are you
talking
about?
English.
Well, I am talking. About English. So it's an A. Is that an A?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to go biblical characters through the alphabet.
How about B?
B won't be till next week. You have to come back. So who's a great person from the Bible whose name starts with A?
Abraham.
Thank you. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham.
Lincoln.
No, it's fine. Abraham. Who was Abraham?
The president.
Forget that Abraham. He's a totally different dude. Abraham. You don't even know who Abraham, the father of all of us, you know, the father
That's
of our
Jesus.
Faith. Abraham, what was her? So there's this old guy, Abraham. And Abraham had a wife, and his her name was Sarah. Except when they started out, you know what their name
was? Abraham.
Abraham and Sarai. Sarai. Yeah. And then one day, Abraham, God came to Abraham. And he said to Abraham, Abraham, you have no kids. And Abraham said, duh, Lord. I have no children. Sarai, she is barren. She couldn't have any kids. Do you know when Abraham used to go home and do children's sermons? Nobody showed up. It was awful. It was awful. And so God came to Abram and Sarai, and God said to Abram, I will be your God, and you will be my people. And not only that, you're going to have a bunch of kids. Now, any idea how old Abram was when God came?
100.
He was old.
130.
Older even than me.
800 years old.
He was so old that his wife, who was hiding around the corner, Sarai, when God said, and you will have descendants as many as the grains of sand. Do you know what Sarah did?
Yeah.
She laughed. She laughed at God and said, I'm a little old to have kids, you know.
100 years old.
Let's say they were 100. As a matter of fact, Abram said, I'm so old, I'm as good as dead. And you know what happened? Sarah got pregnant. Talk to your parents about that. No. She all of a sudden had a baby inside of her. She was going to have a baby. And old Abraham was strutting around and he was just so happy. And God said, you will be my people. And so we talk about Abraham as being sort of the beginning of our faith. And you know what? Sarah and Abraham had more children. And then from them, the 12 tribes came. And all of these things happened. Abraham is so important because God first said to Abraham, I will be your God, and you will be my people. And to this day, it's still true. Yes.
You know how when they had a baby, they made it English? So imagine if they called him that in English, so it'd be, hi, he laughs. Hi, he laughs.
I kind of like that. I may, if we, Jeannie, if we have another kid. He laughs, Lily. I like it. What do you think? We could do that. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for our first alphabet of the Bible, Abraham. And God said that God would be our people too. Help us always to remember to be God's people. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you all. You can go back to your places.